An apple pie has a crust and then apples and then either a top crust or a lattice work or a crumble top. But an apple cobbler is where you take and put the apples in a baking dish, cut up and with some butter and sugar and stuff, and then you make a, it's not the same kind of dough, it's not a pastry dough, it's more like a biscuit dough, and you just gob some of that on top of the apples and then bake it. And it's kind of got these little floating islands of biscuit on top of it.
What about something called a stack pie or a family pie? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And what you eat is called?
Food.
And food taken between regular meals.
Snack.
And a sweet liquid you can make to pour over pudding or pie.
Syrup.
Okay. And you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate breakfast at 7.
Okay, and yesterday at that time I had already
eaten my breakfast.
And tomorrow I will
eat my breakfast.
And if you were real thirsty, you could go into the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and
it broke.
And so somebody has
broken the glass.
And I didn't mean to
break the glass.
And if you were real thirsty, you might say, I want a glass of water.
Sure would like to have a glass of water.
I
want to drink a glass of water.
Okay. And you say, I've what, two glasses of water?
I drank two glasses of water.
And you ask me,
how much have you drank lately?
And if dinner was on the table, and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
sit down and eat.
So then he
sat down.
And no one else was standing to say at all.
Sat down.
And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and
have some.
Or what? Yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead and serve yourself.
Okay. Or another word you could use for that. Go ahead and
take some or
what about the word help?
Yeah, help yourself.
Okay. So he went ahead and
helped himself.
And he has already
helped himself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you, I don't
care for me.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
heated over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
eat it, chew it.
Okay. You say he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you call those
homegrown vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Bootleg.
Any other name for that?
White Lightning.
Is there any difference?
White Lightning is a type of bootleg whiskey.
What about beer that you make at home?
Homemade beer.
Have you ever heard of something called Splo?
No.
Is the name for? Mm-mm. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you tell somebody just
smell that.
And you say, that is an imitation maple syrup. That's
real.
And that's
genuine.
And when sugar was sold way out of the barrel, you say it was sold, one sold in packages, you bought it.
So loose.
Okay. But nowadays, if you're buying something maybe 100 pounds at a time, you say you were buying it in
bulk.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast.
Jam, jelly, marmalade.
And what you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And say there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, they'd tell you,
I'd like to have an apple. Or I want one of those.
Huh?
I want one of those apples.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives
down the road a bit.
Or he lives over.
Over there.
Do you use the term yonder?
No.
Have you ever heard that?
I've heard it, but I've never used it, I don't think.